know that you want to see me.
This segment is brought to you by Roughneck Scarves, the official soccer scarf supplier to the Seattle Sounders and all the MLS. They specialize in custom scarves for schools, clubs, and teams of all levels. Go visit them online at www.roughneckscarves.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final episode of Hammer Time in 2013. I'm your host, Brandon Anyard. As always, I took a week off last week. I want to get my thoughts straight about everything. You know, it's really easy to look at what happened in Coquitlam as a very disappointing way to end the season, and in reality it was. But I'm sure most of you know, Bellingham United played their playoff game against the Vancouver Thunderbirds in Coquitlam, British Columbia, and I was there for the game. Before the game, there was a real feeling that the Hammers really had a chance in this game. You know, the first game against Vancouver Thunderbirds in the season was a 1-0 loss at home. Hammer struggled all year at home, you know, for the most part. And the second game was a blowout, but, you know, on Vancouver Thunderbirds' side. But, you know, still, everybody knew. The fans, the Hammers, the coaching staff, the front office, myself, we all knew that they were capable of beating anybody, whether it be Khalsa, whether it be the Thunderbirds, whether it be even, you know, playing another friendly against Kitsap Pumas. The Hammers had that capability, and they had the firepower in Kellen Brown. They had the firepower in even Andrew Weissauer. They had the midfield from Oscar Jimenez. They had all the key components. Leo Cohen, one of the best keepers in the PCSL this season. And yeah, and there was five guys off the team who made it to the All-Star team in the PCSL. That says something about the team. And I don't know what went wrong necessarily. I mean, you could blame it on the refs. You could blame it on, we only get so much information from other teams in the PCSL. Vancouver Thunderbirds, for instance, you know, in this game, I don't know if they brought in a few guys who were ringers because it was the end of the season. I've heard rumors in the past they bring in Whitecaps reserves or U-20 guys or U-23 guys in the past. I'm not sure that actually happened. We don't get all that information. So I'm not sure why this team was so dominant in the playoffs, the Thunderbirds. But, I mean, they never gave Bellingham United a chance to really get their shape. And you know, even Kellen Brown, who's been so solid all year, was just outstanding in how he finishes plays. You know, even on headers, and he's only, you know, he's not a very tall guy. He was frustrated, I think, in that game. You know, he couldn't. They were stopping him from getting into his flow. It takes away nothing that happened in this regular season. They had a phenomenal regular season, finishing second place in the PCSL regular season, and it takes nothing away from it. It only robs fans and the players who know what they're capable of. It only robs the exclamation mark from the end of the sentence. And that's what happened. You know, there's no silver lining. It's incredible the next day the Vancouver Thunderbirds did beat Khalsa 5-0 to win the championship. That's what's incredible to me. That's the part that I'm still trying to wrap my head around, is where Vancouver Thunderbirds came through with this. You know, we knew they had an extraordinary team last year. This year they started off a little bit rough, then they won the Kennedy Cup, and then they started to kind of get on a bit of a roll. But, man, they were blowing teams out. And they get to the playoffs, and they blow out the Hammers, and then they blow out Khalsa the next day. I'm a little bit at a loss for words when it comes to that. But, you know, Kellen Brown was given the award for Golden Boot, and that was a bright side of the weekend. You know, I'm sure for him it was disappointing, as he wanted to, not the Golden Boot, but the fact that that was the only bright spot. You know, even though it was something that he deserved, I would like for him to get that with his head held high, you know, and I know that he was disappointed about the loss. And he had such an extraordinary season, he deserved better than that. And but congratulations to him. 14 goals in 14 games. That's just unreal as a beast. Kellen Brown is a beast. Yeah, you know, and hats off to Vancouver Thunderbirds. They do have a classy team. They've always, you know, from the personal relationship I've had with them, which is, you know, limited, given my title, but me talking to them, whatever, the coaching staff is great there from what I know, how I know them. I'm not sure if other people disagree, but personally, I get along with them. They have players who are respectful, and sometimes you see some players who are a little bit disrespectful, you know, at times in any sport, and they're not like that. So congratulations to Vancouver Thunderbirds on one hell of a Challenge Cup playoffs. Incredible two games. And hats off to Khalsa, you know, as well, for getting to the final, beating Coquitlam. It's easy to underestimate a team when they are basically given the gift because they're the the host city. So, you know, Khalsa did what they had to do, and they just got trounced just like we did by a very incredible Vancouver Thunderbirds. So, yeah, so that was how the season ended. But, you know, there were so many good parts about this season. Some spectacular goals that we got to see. You know, I'll forever remember Osprey Menez's volley that it was just incredible. You know, seeing Kellen Brown continually be the guy at the end of all those beautiful passes from the midfield. You know, you really got to witness something special. I'll sound like a broken record, but we said it. The semi-pro moniker doesn't do justice, you know, to how these guys play. And I feel very, very fortunate I got to witness that. You know, we're not going to have Kellen back next year. We're not going to have Brendan Quilcy back next year. Justin Diener won't be playing next year. I'm not sure. I haven't gotten any information yet about whether he'll still be an assistant coach or not. I'll let everybody know, I guess, next year or whatever I decide to do with this podcast after this episode. But, you know, and there, although that game was just excruciating to watch, it was, I won't lie. I mean, I was at the fence in Coquitlam, and just I have my head buried in my hands at points because that's excruciating to watch that happen. But I got back through the border back home, you know, had a little bit of time to chill out at home and really think about it, and realize that although it would have been so great to have more, I'm also very fortunate for the product that I get to watch all season long. And you can't take away what a great season it was. And, you know, these guys just really are a great group of guys. You know, they accepted me as a friend, and I'm grateful for that. And, you know, the city should just be grateful for the fact that they're the guys representing Bellingham. And the guys I mentioned a few seconds ago who aren't going to be back next year, we are going to miss them, but there's some great players who will be coming back. And, you know, it brings up another point, too. Western Washington University's soccer season is going to be starting, both the boys and girls. That'll be starting here soon. The games, I think, for the most part, will be held at Whatcom Community College's Orca Field. So definitely go and catch a game there, because Lenny Cusina, he plays for Western. Andrew Weissauer will be playing. Leo Cohen's one of the keepers. Curtis Peterson, who's been so phenomenal this year on our back line as a rookie, he plays for Western. So do yourself a favor and go watch them play for Western and cheer on, you know, the Hammers playing for Western Washington University. They deserve it. And the girls as well. Jamie Arthurs, who is a goalkeeper for the Vikings last year, she's going to be involved with coaching this year. And, you know, the girls had a spectacular season last year in GNAC. So definitely go out there, get the schedule, go to their website, and make sure you get the schedule print it out, whatever you want to do, so you can make sure to go to those games. And you can also find them on Facebook as well. I know there's a Facebook page for the men's soccer team, and I'm sure there's one for the girls' soccer team as well. So, yeah. And we have more news for you, actually. Or I have more news for you. I don't know why I say the Wii thing, by the way. That is a broadcasting blunder by me, since I'm the only one here. But it's just a habit, and I don't know why I say that, so I apologize for every time I say Wii. I have nobody else helping me. But, so the big news is that I mentioned the PCSL numerous times. Bellingham United FC will not be part of the PCSL next year. They will, in fact, be a part of Evergreen Premier League. And this news was just released this week. They will be part of a fully Washington league, which means it will be all American teams are playing, no more border way. So when you want to go catch some road action, you're going to catch it inside of Washington State. No need for your passports and your enhanced driver's license. So, and it brings up a huge, huge discussion, really. It really does. You know, looking at this from, you know, I'm going to separate myself from my job with the team here for a few minutes, and because that's what this podcast is for anyway. And just kind of address the questions that I've had from people when I talked to them about this, and the, you know, maybe even play devil's advocate in a way. You know, it's so funny because this week, if you're all soccer fans, you know what happened with the Seattle Sounders and Clint Dempsey, and he's been under fire at times for choosing the MLS over a European team, because obviously Europe is the, you know, creme de la creme of club football. And you know, and it's funny because I can relate to that a bit on seeing how Bellingham United has gone from PCSL to now the Evergreen Premier League. And the reason why is because it is a leap of faith. Let's be completely honest here. It is a leap of faith. You're talking about a league that will, it'll be its first year in existence. That is a lot of unknown territory. I believe David Falk, who will be, you know, who basically is the mind behind it. I believe that he is a very smart guy when it comes to soccer. I know he cares about soccer in Washington a ton. But there's a lot that remains to be seen. You know, we know nothing of the Evergreen Premier League. But we also can't grow soccer in the United States without these sort of leagues available to teams like Bellingham United FC. We can't get anywhere without taking a risk. Otherwise, we will be always tethered to the unfriendly term that people have given some of these other people, which is Euro snobs. And that might seem harsh, but there's this overwhelming feeling when it comes, let's just say, the Seattle Sounders Clint Dempsey situation. There's this overwhelming feeling from Europe that he won't get anywhere, and it's not good for his career to be in America. Yet we are trying to grow this country and grow the MLS into a competitive league. Now, I'm not sure if it'll ever get to the point the European leagues are. Because I believe fans want a salary cap, at least for the most of them do. I personally am okay with the salary cap. I think the DP player situation brings in a different aspect to the game, not always a great one, but I do believe the DP role is also very integral to the MLS if we do at least want to hang with other leagues. But nobody in America wants to see a championship bought, at least not completely bought. And so I do believe the salary cap will always stay in MLS. I'm not against it. But we need to make sure that we make these bold moves that involve DPs and stuff like that so that we can grow as a league. And so the MLS isn't looked at as a retirement league anymore. It's not looked at as a feeder league for Europe. So I am completely for, obviously I'm a little bit biased, but I'm completely for Clint Dempsey's decision. I think it's a smart decision based on the fact that he'll have possibly two more World Cups in him, and he'll be able to do all the qualifying, the North American qualifying, the CONCACAF qualifying here in North America while he's living here. That seems pretty smart to me, actually. But anyways, getting back to Bellingham United FC, you know, and these are not words that I, these are not out of the mouth of anyone involved with PCSL. It's just an overwhelming feeling I get. So these are personal feelings from me. I do believe that even though I respect the PCSL immensely, I do believe that the overall feeling from them is that a Washington league can't survive because we don't have the depth that they do. And that seems really, really funny to me, considering the fact that their country hasn't had a team in the World Cup in how many years? Whereas at least the USA has. I think that's an interesting kind of feeling that I get from them. You know, just the little bits of, you know, babble and talk that I hear from people involved with the PCSL or fans of other teams. And I think that that's kind of shocking to me based on the fact that Washington as a state is a proud soccer state. And we have more depth than you could ever realize in this state. And although, as I said earlier, it is a leap of faith, I do fully believe in the depth of play here, and I believe you have to make a leap of faith if we want soccer to grow in this country. Bellingham is an American team, and it's now involved in an American league. I understand looking at it from the other side and going, this is a one-year league, or first, or league will be in its first year. The questions, you know, will we have the competition? Well, another team that I believe will be announced soon. Again, this is just speculation on my part. Nothing's official yet. But I know that John Crouch even did a video for EPL WA, so I'm guessing that that's all but official. South Sound Shock, he's the owner of South Sound Shock FC. And you know, we faced him in the preseason. I thought they looked very much less than average as a team, but that was just a team that they kind of threw together to send up here for a preseason game. They actually had a pretty good season in their league afterward. In fact, I believe they even went to nationals. So, you know, that's a good team. As I said earlier, I believe the depth is good in Washington. Depending on what sort of talent this league can attract, I have complete faith in it as long as the organizers understand that they're going to have to market this league in such a way that players will want to play in this league and that players won't be lost to the PCSL because, you know, guys like Oscar Jimenez and even Justin Diener played in the PCSL before Bellingham United FC was there. So there's no stopping American players from playing in the PCSL. EPL WA has to make sure that they create a league that players want to play in. So that will be one thing that they have to jump over. Because I totally believe in our depth in this state. I just want to make sure that that depth is attracted to this league. You know, and right now I'm not associated with EPL WA at this point. And so I don't know exactly what they have planned or what's going, you know, what their marketing strategy is when it comes to everything. But I do believe that, you know, that's, they have a very short amount of time to start to get this league really, really, really going. You know, March starts preseason. That's what, a little over 6.5 months away. So, you know, that's a lot of work to get done. And like I said, you have to make sure that this is marketed properly. But Dave Falk, he has all the tools, and he's a smart guy. He knows soccer. So let's just hope that they do attract great players. Other questions would be, what will the playoff structure be? I don't know the answer to that one yet either. I heard rumors it'd be single table. I hope it's not single table. I think single table takes away from the gratification of a tournament. And unless you had some idea for a tournament after the season was over, a tournament would be involving another league. I don't like the idea of single table. I think it does need to have a similar format to the PCSL where the top so many teams get to play in a basically semifinal final tournament weekend, and so I hope that's very, very much considered. Otherwise, you know, the other question would be, is the travel time really that much different? That's, in fact, the one that I get asked the most right now. You know, people say, if Wenatchee has a team, Wenatchee is quite a long drive. Port Angeles has a team. Port Angeles also involves a ferry ride. These were all things we're trying to get, you know, have over with by leaving a Canadian league. You know, with the exception of not having to cross the border. Wenatchee, I think, is fine. I think that's a good road trip for any team. I worry a bit about a Tri-Cities team. I think that, one, it's a summer league, and Tri-Cities, if you've ever been there, is extremely hot and, quite frankly, possibly dangerous to play soccer in the summer. And then in the fall and winter, it's cold as hell. But Port Angeles, yeah, that one's an odd one for me. I've heard rumors about a Port Angeles team. I think that that brings a ferry into it again, which is it's expensive. And I'm not sure if that's a bit, you know, if it's a bit counterintuitive to what the real goal is here. So I would like to see it kept more as a sort of Puget Sound, east of the mountain sort of thing. You know, you have an Eastern Conference, you have a Western Conference in the state. Western Conference could involve teams like Federal Way or Tacoma team, a Seattle team, a Bellingham team, Mount Vernon team, as I said, South Sound FC, possibly an Arlington team. So, you know, you have five teams from the West. In the East, you could have Wenatchee, which is a good place, like I mentioned. They talked about Spokane. Again, I bring the weather thing into it, but let's just take the weather portion out of this. If you did have a team in Tri-Cities, you know, there's plenty of different ways to do this. And I think you have to separate into West versus East. And that way, when it comes to travel time, you play most of your games against your conference. So maybe there's only so many out-of-conference games per season. I think that's the way to go about it. I think that keeps the travel time down, and it still manages to include most of the state. I do believe it's tough to have a team way out there on the peninsula. I think Olympia, I would feel personally, and this is a personal opinion, I think Olympia would be my limit to where you'd want to expand the Western Conference to. So, but you know, and these could be all opinions by me that people disagree with very much so. But that's kind of what I'm feeling right now. And I don't want it to sound like, because I'm playing devil's advocate a bit, I'm very excited about this new opportunity for Bellingham United FC. I respect the PCSL a lot, and I won't lie, I'm usually somebody I think who likes to play on the safe side of things and put myself in the position of the owners. I would have had a real hard time making this decision, but I'm glad they have more guts than I do, because I think that this is the best way we can grow soccer in America, and I fully trust the mission of EPLWA. And I don't believe they'll let me down. So I hope that answers everybody's questions, the people who I've been talking to for the past 2 weeks. And so, yeah, now that we get to look forward to a brand new league next year, a all-American, all-Washington league, that's it for me this year, guys. I hope that I'll be back soon with some sort of local sports something. I haven't really figured it out yet, but this is it for Hammer Time in 2013. I had an absolute blast this year, and I want to thank all the fans again for, you know, coming up to me and asking questions and talking to me, having conversations. They're, Bellingham United FC has the most intelligent soccer fans out there. It's really incredible for such a small community, and they're so smart. They come up to me, they have questions, they have deep concerns even about certain things, whether it's regarding this league now or next season or not having certain guys in the team. They know what they're talking about, and at the same point they're excited just as I am. They also are intelligent enough to question certain things, and I respect that. And I'm so thankful that I have those sort of people constantly keeping my mind sharp when it comes to this. So I'm excited for this next season. I'm excited for this new league. I know that the fans are. I know the team is. And I'm really, really excited for 2014. So, yeah, now hopefully I put your worries to rest a tiny bit. Hopefully didn't make you any more worried than you already were. And I want to say congratulations to Bellingham United FC and the Evergreen Premier League for their new relationship now. And I can't wait to see what happens. Thank you so much to my sponsors this year. TNT Signs and Promotional Products. Ted Dennison has been a great supporter of Hammer Time. He's been a good friend to me this year. And thank you so much to TNT Signs and Promotional Products for sponsoring this podcast. And you can find out more about TNT Signs and Promotional Products for all of your small business signs and promotional product needs at tntpromotional.com. Also, a huge thank you to Belcher Swanson Law Firm, who have been just amazing supporters of the soccer community here, Bellingham United FC, and Hammer Time. I can't thank you guys enough. Thank you so much to Jeff and Roughneck Scarves for always being supportive of everything, Hammer Time Radio, and giving me the opportunity to work with you guys. It's something that no matter where we all are in 5 years, I'll never forget, and I will always be thankful for. So thank you guys so much. And so with all that said, I am going to be counting down the days until spring and summer of 2014. I can't wait to see what happens. And I can't wait to see the new teams. I can't wait to see who our competition is going to be. It's going to be so much fun to be keeping track of all this. But I really can't wait to see all your faces at Civic Field next year. Until then, hopefully I'll see some of you at Orca Field. I will be there cheering on the WWU Vikings. I try to make it to every home game. So hopefully I'll see you there. I hang out on Tightwad Patio. I call it Tightwad Patio because it's the one place you can watch the game and you don't have to pay to get in. But I do suggest that if you are not a poor, starving broadcaster artist like myself, I do suggest you pay to sit in the undercover bleachers. But I hope to see you there. Come by, say hi, so I don't miss you guys too much. And watch some great, great soccer. I have some real high hopes for Western Washington University soccer this year. So come out to Orca Field. I hope to see you there. But as for the rest of you, I'll see you next year at Civic Field.